According to a new study released by Oxfam last week, income inequality is increasing in the UK. I spoke to Faiza Shaheen, senior researcher from the New Economics Foundation, and Adam Memon, head of economic research at the Centre for Policy Studies, to get two different views on the growing gap between the rich and the poor.
So there's increasing evidence to show that inequality, and especially high levels of inequality, so the types of inequality that we see here in the US and actually across many countries now, undermines our social and economic fabric. What we should be trying to do is to intervene in different points in the cycle. So inequality is being driven by a number of factors. So from early years, different starts in early years, we know there's a massive problem with childcare and the quality of childcare. Then that comes around into education, into the labour market. So the labour market, for instance, is highly polarised and growingly polarised. So you have these low-wage jobs at one end, these high-wage jobs at the other, and we have a declining number of jobs in the middle. So what we argue is that, yeah, tax is very important, but what we need to be doing is doing something about the early years and intervening in the labour market. I think there is a global recognition that inequality is undermining our ability to achieve the social and economic and environmental goals that we want to achieve. So actually, more than ever, there's a push to do something about this.
I think for the vast majority of people, whether you're from the left wing or the right wing, would want to reduce income inequality. It's clearly a bad thing. But the only issue is that you have to create wealth first and then distribute it. So you have to make sure that your tax system and the public spending system and the whole economic structure is geared towards making our economy work for as many people as possible and making as much stuff as possible so that people on all income levels are able to take responsibility of their own lives, be able to look after their families and themselves. And that over time means that when you have greater empowerment, greater economic freedom, that does lead to less income inequality over time. If we're looking to reduce income inequality, it's far more important to try to look at reducing the tax burden on those who are on lower incomes.
I don't think people that work hard should be taxed more than anybody else, if I'm honest.
Because I'm coming from Lithuania, for me, everything is fine in here.
I think it's more just them taking some of the money out of what they don't really need to be giving it to and just give it more to charity.
It can be quite hard on families, especially when they have extra mouths to feed.
And so the debate continues. This is Suha Patel reporting for Vox Radio. Thanks for listening.